Hey everyone, welcome back. Ever feel like you need a decoder ring just to understand your child's like education plan?
Right.
We're diving into the world of IEPs, and trust me, this isn't just another acronym to add to the pile.
We're talking about a document like so powerful it can literally unlock a whole new world of learning for your child.
Yeah.
And we're gonna give you the insider knowledge to make it work.
Okay, let's start by decoding the jargon, right? IEP, Individualized Education Program. Think of it like a personalized roadmap for students with disabilities. But here's the thing, most people don't realize this roadmap is totally customizable.
That's right, it's true.
And the compass guiding that customization, that's the ESER, the Evaluation Support Recommendation. This part is crucial because it ensures the IEP reflects your child's unique needs, not just some like generic checklist. And then there's NEMIS, which is all about accessibility. Imagine if your child learns best by listening. NEMIS makes sure those textbooks are available in audio format. Or maybe Braille is the key. NEMIS has that covered too. It's about leveling the playing field right from the start.
Exactly. And that brings us to the IEP itself. You'll find sections for everything: your child's strengths, any challenges they face, their communication style, even medical considerations.
It's incredibly comprehensive. But here's a little secret. A lot of parents get overwhelmed and skip over crucial details. Like, did you know there's a whole section dedicated to assistive technology?
That's one of those underutilized sections. We're talking about tools that can be game changers, from text-to-speech software to specialized learning apps.
And don't even get me started on the language and communication section.
Yeah.
This is where you can advocate for things like speech therapy, sign language interpreters, or even just making sure the teachers understand your child's unique way of communicating.
And the best part is, as your child grows, so does their voice in this process. The IEP emphasizes student input, especially if they transition to high school and beyond.
Which, speaking of transitions, is a perfect segue to our next section. We're about to unlock the power of the IET in shaping your child's future, and trust me, you don't want to miss this.
This is where the IEP goes from like a school document to a life document.
Oh.
You know, we're talking about part three, the transition plan.
Okay, yeah.
Imagine this: your child, a few years down the line, thriving in a job they love, living independently, chasing their dreams.
I love it.
The IEP can help pave the way for all of that. And it starts, you know, before you might think.
Yeah.
Before your child even turns 16, their IEP should be laying the groundwork for their future.
Wow, okay.
We're talking goals for employment, education, even independent living skills.
Right.
And get this, there's a section where you can specify if your child wants to go to college, learn a trade, or jump right into the workforce.
That's amazing.
It's about empowering them to design their own future.
I love that.
I once worked with a student who, through her IEP, secured an internship at a local vet clinic.
Oh, wow.
It was a game changer. Her confidence soared, and it solidified her passion for animal care. That's the power of setting specific, measurable goals in the IEP.
And it doesn't like just magically happen, right? The IEP outlines exactly who's responsible for helping your child reach those goals.
Right.
We're talking teachers, counselors, even outside agencies, all working together as a team.
It's like a roadmap, but not one you just hand your child and say, good luck. This is a collaborative journey,
Yeah.
and the IEP ensures everyone involved is on the same page, working toward the same destination.
That's so important. So speaking of roadmaps, let's talk about the measurable annual goal section. This is where those like big dreams get translated into concrete steps, right?
Absolutely. And this is where a lot of parents get tripped up.
Yeah.
It's not enough to say, I want my child to be a better reader.
Yeah.
We need specifics. What does better even mean?
Right, exactly.
The IEP demands clarity.
Yeah.
Instead of better reader, think, by the end of the year, my child will be able to read a fourth grade level text with 90% accuracy. See the difference?
Huge difference.
Exactly. And here's the key. The IEP requires that those goals are not just pulled out of thin air. They need to be directly related to your child's needs, as identified in their evaluations. It's all connected, you see.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's like a chain reaction, with each part of the IEP building upon the next. But here's the thing that most people don't realize. This document has teeth.
You're right, and that's a perfect segue to our next section where we dive into your rights and how this, like, seemingly simple document is actually a legally binding agreement.
Okay, legally binding agreement. Those like sound like serious words. So
Yeah.
this isn't just some suggestion box,
Right,
right?
not at all. When the school signs that IEP, they are committing to like providing everything outlined in it.
Wow.
That's why it's so important to understand what you're signing.
Yeah.
And to speak up if something isn't right.
That makes total sense, but let's be honest. Most parents aren't lawyers, so where do we even begin to navigate the legal side of this?
You're absolutely right. It can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
But remember those resources we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
The ones that are often overlooked. Well, the IEP itself often includes a goldmine of contact information.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Give me some examples.
We're talking advocacy groups, legal aid organizations, even your state's Department of Education. They're literally right there in the document, ready to answer your questions and help you understand your rights. For example, in Alaska, groups like Stone Soup Group and the Disability Law Center can be invaluable resources.
Wow. So it's like they're saying, we know this is important, and we're here to support you every step of the way.
Precisely. And the more you understand this document, the more empowered you are to advocate for your child's educational journey. Remember, knowledge is power.
This has been eye-opening. We've gone from deciphering acronyms to uncovering hidden resources and even touched on the legal power this document holds.
We barely scratched the surface, but hopefully you feel equipped to, like, dive deeper into your own child's IEP with confidence and a fresh perspective.
Absolutely. So as you embark on your own deep dive into the world of IEPs, here's something to think about. What's one small step you can take today to become a more informed and empowered advocate for your child's education? Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Until next time, happy diving.